Shin-Chitose Airport in Hokkaido collided with a Coast Guard cargo plane while landing. All of the 379 passengers and crew escaped. The Coast Guard plane was carrying badly needed supplies for earthquake victims in central Japan. Lucy Kraft, Hitachi Ota City, Japan.
One of those earthquakes was a powerful 7.5 magnitude that struck yesterday, killing almost 50 people. CBS's Ben Tracy reports.
Roadways buckled and large fires broke out as dozens of buildings collapsed. There have been dozens of aftershocks.
Suddenly, it get pretty strong, so everybody was panicked that time.
Alarms blared as nearly 100,000 people were told to immediately flee to higher ground.
The government issued a major tsunami warning, but it was later downgraded. It was the first major tsunami warning for Japan since the massive quake hit back in 2011, which caused a devastating tsunami, killing thousands. In court in Spain today, the soccer player on the other side of an unwanted kiss by the league's president at the Women's World Cup last year.
Jenny Hermoso gave a brief wave to waiting reporters as she walked into the Madrid courthouse. She's giving her version of the kiss, which Spanish soccer chief Luis Rubiales planted on her lips as her team celebrated their World Cup win. He continues to insist the kiss was consensual, despite having to resign over the incident. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A deadly fiery crash outside a performing arts center in Rochester, New York. The FBI is investigating it as possible terrorism. Police Chief David Smith.
Once the fire was extinguished, first responders located at least a dozen gasoline canisters in and around the striking vehicle.
Two people were killed, several others injured. Our Astrid Martinez on the influx of migrants arriving at the southern border.
Agents are processing 250,000 new arrivals each month in December, hitting an all-time high of 300,000 migrants.
What a great start to a new year. For the first time ever, someone hit the Powerball jackpot on New Year's Day.
This is Powerball. We'll start things off tonight with the number 21.
The winning ticket worth about $842 million was sold at a grocery store in Grand Blanc, Michigan, about 60 miles north of Detroit. The next drawing is tomorrow night, by the way. That one is just a measly $20 million. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New, higher sales taxes are in effect in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Local officials voted for the increases last summer as part of a deal to increase the amount of shared revenue that state government returns to local communities. There's one state elections official who says he wants a database his peers across the country could share to fight misinformation spread by artificial intelligence. Adrian Fonts is Arizona's Democratic Secretary of State.
Our election officials can have this reference space where they can go learn more, figure more out, and then continue to up their own game.
A recent poll finds most Americans are concerned about the role AI will play in spreading lies in this year's elections. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers make a roster move. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After beating the Vikings on Sunday Night Football 33-10, the Packers have placed second-year wide receiver Samori Toure on IR and promoted Bo Melton to the 53-man roster. Melton had six catches for 105 yards against Minnesota, the first Packers receiver to have a game with 100 yards or more in receptions this season. I asked him after the game if he was able to find those open spots against the Vikings zone defense.
Yeah, you know, I was finding windows. You know, a lot of our receivers were finding windows as well. have a great defense, so we're just trying to go into certain defenses and try to exploit that.
College football, the Badgers fought but fell short against number 13th-ranked LSU. The final in the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa, 35-31 in favor of the Tigers. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
It doesn't just happen because you say it's going to happen, right? You go into place, you say, well, we're going to tackle better, or we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And the reality is it's a lot of hot air.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we'll catch a few glimpses of sunshine early on. Our high right around 33 this afternoon, the wind west at 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy. We'll drop down to 23 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30. On Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's topical.
Oh, no! Oh! Oh, we've been whammed.
We apologize to our wonderful, wonderful
listeners.
To
all our listeners. This is the first time I've heard this song this year, so yeah.
Okay, almost made it to the 19th. I don't know, do we decide if that counts or not? I think it does.
It's random. It's according to Seth's rules, it's... Yes.
Where are the rapids in Wisconsin Rapids? A stretch of water through the city was once called Two-Sided Rapids as it split around a huge boulder. But in this particular area, the boulder and rapids were lost due to dams being built with the goal of capturing the river's power in the early 20th century. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Right back at it for a new year on this Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. 7:06 up here live from Lake Wasota across the Civic Media Radio Network. And this hour, a little happy birthday to us. Up North News marks its fourth anniversary of delivering unabashedly Wisconsin stories and headlines on the interwebs, on social media, videos, graphics, a newsletter, now a radio show for the past year plus, and it's nice to have you along with all of that. We're joined today to start off the year. Greg Bach is off for one more day, so Luke Mathers is standing by down in Waukesha. Kristen Lyerly joining us eventually back in the Green Bay area after taking a holiday break to work elsewhere. And then joining us now for weather in the 7 o'clock hour each morning is Brittany Merlot, Civic Media meteorologist, who joins us from the Wausau area. Brittany, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Pat. I'm fantastic. How's your new year starting off?
Oh, my goodness. It's so nice. I'm surrounded by friends and the comforts of a fun job. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions to maybe to find a better job or to make things more comfortable for themselves. And I am very pleased to have the blessings of those things already. How was your holiday break?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. It's nice to reflect and just be so thankful for all the things that you have. So I know there's always improvements we all could make. And I know that I want to improve the snow forecast for Wisconsin, especially those people outside that love the winter weather, right?
Some people, others of us are of an age where we would like, 1 inch of snow at Christmas, and then we're pretty much good for the rest of winter. But as we say often here, I'm the person whose idea of outdoor winter recreation is walking out to the hot tub. So, some people need a little bit more. So how are things looking in terms of snow chances and then just our whole statewide forecast for the week?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking pretty calm for a good chunk of the week. I mean, I guess the further north that you live, we're going to look at some lake effect snow showers possible. But of course, that stays up much further up to the north, more like Vilas County, Iron, Ashland, stuff like that. So that'll start later on overnight tonight through tomorrow, only about an inch or two. A few flurries, maybe down towards Eau Claire or Wausau. No big deal there. But today, just mostly cloudy, pretty calm. We kind of stay that way for tomorrow, too. High temperature is only into the low 30s, so still on the chilly side of things. But then we get hit with the cold front as we go into Thursday and Friday. So that's going to start to bring some cooler temperatures for overnight lows back into the teens. I know a lot of people who like to ice fish are excited that some of those lakes are starting to refreeze once again, especially after this weekend. So that's been nice for those people. Otherwise, we're tracking a decent snowstorm that does want to target Wisconsin as we go into the weekend and into early next week. So the timing on that one still changes a lot, still flip-flopping a lot, but it does look like some decent snow accumulations by next week do want to hit portions, especially south in Wisconsin.
Okay, so all that advice before about making sure the snowblower is ready and the shovels are handy and you've got all the correct gear in your car, none of it has been needed much since Halloween, more or less. We actually have to take it seriously again by next week.
Yes, absolutely. It's been nice. We haven't had to worry about it, like you said, but now's a good time as we go through this week. No big rush, but yeah, throw that cat litter in the back seat, a blanket just in case, all that emergency stuff.
Nope, and it's fine. It's like I said, what people hear me say all winter long is we are one day closer to spring. I also know, somebody noted the other day as well, we were at the baseball solstice, meaning midway between the last out of the World Series and the first pitch of spring training. So we're on the good side of that as well.
Oh, I love
so this makes me happy. Yes, I think that works out great.
That is so exciting.
Brittany, yeah. Hey, thanks so much. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, there's Brittany Merlot from Civic Media joining us, a meteorologist out in the Wausau area. Temperatures around Civic Media land look like this, 23 here on Lake Wissota, Hayward's at 24, Park Falls 23, Wausau's at 23, Green Bay 24 degrees right now, La Crosse 25, Wisconsin Rapids is at 23, Oshkosh 24, Madison 23, and it's 21 right now in Waukesha, where Mr. Mathers is sitting in for Greg Bach, and Kristen Lyerly joins us as well. And Greg will be back on As Goes Wisconsin tomorrow when the show resumes, along with Kristen Bry, who will be returning from maternity leave, which means that
Yay!
Kristen Lyerly will be part of a public service announcement on Thursday on As Goes Wisconsin. You guys have a lot to catch up on.
Every Thursday at 11, we've been doing the show with Greg sometimes, but always Jane. So we haven't skipped a beat, Pat. We even did it last week because some of us were hardcore.
For those folks who missed it in our first hour.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. I was just letting it hang out there. And then
there were 32 different mentions that Pat took a 2-week vacation, had the audacity to unplug from work for a little while. I'll let you get in another dig while I slurp my coffee over here.
The minimum's got to be like at least one day we're going to make fun of you for every week that you've been out. So you've got at least 2.5 days coming up of little jabs. I'll make sure that Greg gets the memo for tomorrow morning, too.
Coffee is so warm. It's so,
and
so
you
delicious.
Should enjoy it. You should enjoy your vacation and just revel in the fact that you are that delightful person who we know we can tease.
Yes, you can. Because why? Because somebody dishes it right back at you far too often than he should. And that is supposed to be one of my New Year's resolutions. That sometimes I need to remember to put the sarcasm in check.
Write that down, Luke.
He
it's
did last hour.
It's
He's
all
already got
recorded.
It. He's got it. What about you, smart aleck Dr. Lyerly? What are your resolutions for the new year?
I have resolved. I thought about this a lot because I really like New Year's. I like the opportunity to just start anew and just really think about what could I do to make my life a little bit better? How could I be a better me? So I've resolved that I am going to try harder to be a better listener. I think I'm a pretty good listener, but I'm always thinking about the next thing that I want to say or the next question. And I think I kind of learned how to do that as I was learning how to be a doctor, because you're always thinking about what you want the patient to tell you so that you can help them solve their problem. But sometimes I get so in my head about that next question that I forget to actually listen. So I'm going to really focus on listening and then just kind of respecting that pause.
I think that's a very good thing to keep in mind, because you do that as a radio host or as a journalist as well, is that you hear the first few words from somebody and you right away think, okay, what's going to be the proper response to this? But as you're thinking about it, I sometimes realize I've missed the tail end of what they were saying because I wanted to make sure my next question, was the right thing. So no, being a better listener is definitely a great resolution to put forth. Mr. Mathers has had
at least 14 minutes to think about this at this point. Let's see what he's come up with.
I've been thinking about it a lot over the last couple of days. I haven't really nailed down which one I want specifically, but 2023 was probably the busiest year of both my professional life and of my personal life, and they just decided to do it at the same time. It was a very busy year for me last year. So part of me wants to just resolve to slow things down a little bit. I have a feeling that's not necessarily going to be one of those achievable resolutions because of what's on the horizon. 2024 looks pretty busy too.
Feeling optimistic about that.
Narrator voice, it did not happen. But it's good to have goals.
I don't necessarily believe that New Year's resolutions all need to take place right at the new year. Like, I get that's the time when we're all thinking about it. But one of my goals for last year was to lose some weight before the wedding. I wanted to look good in the suit for the wedding. And I started working on that like the October before. And so, like, I don't necessarily believe that it all has to be set in place for what you want to improve in 2020, like, in any given year, right on January 1st. I am a little bit behind the ball on this one, but I'm still working on it, and I'll have to report back.
That's okay.
And can I just say, like, one other thing about resolutions? If you don't follow through, like, it's January 2nd, if you accidentally just don't follow through on your resolution, it's okay. You picked that thing for a reason, because that's something that you want to see change. So, like, give yourself a little grace. It might be hard to get it started. That's okay. Just keep trying. Don't give up on yourself.
Yeah. And that's why I haven't put them on in a box of, like, it has to be done by, like, it's got to be in place by January 1st. And if you're not doing it still by the end of the year, then you failed. And it's like, taking them as, like, failures or passing, like, it's not like that. It is all a spectrum. We want to be improving ourselves. And as long as we're in the right mindset of trying to improve to the better, I think that's a good place to be. And I just haven't really figured out what my main one for 2024 is going to be yet.
And so now listen carefully as I completely disregard all of this good advice and tell people mine is a complete setup for failure because it's not a year long thing. I turn 60 years old 6 months from tomorrow, and so in the next 6 months, I want to be in better shape for my 60th birthday. And so tomorrow, not today, because it's my first day of work and I'm not going to set myself up for failure, but tomorrow we're going to get back to that exercise regimen that I used to have that I gave up a couple of months ago when I was, dealing with a minor injury or whatnot. And I use that as an excuse to just completely fall off the wagon, for these last 2-3 months. So we're going to restart that tomorrow, and we'll see how things look 6 months from now. And at that point, I'm either going to declare victory and say, hey, happy birthday to me, or more likely, I'm going to set myself up with a walker and a rocking chair and do the second half of the year, from a recliner, where I will look like the humans in the movie WALL-E, who can't actually walk on two legs anymore because of
where
they allowed themselves to go. No, that's not going to happen.
I want to be your virtual personal trainer. I am here for you. Okay. I'm going to send you a daily text of motivation. Like, you can do this, Pat.
You're going to have to do a little better than that. But yes, because all you can do is get a text back from me going, no, I can't. No, I'm sure it's going to be just fine. So
does that mean no Culver's chicken sandwich on my way through Chippewa Falls today?
Oh no, there will definitely be cheat days.
That's why it starts tomorrow. It starts tomorrow.
Yeah, when are you passing back through again? No, there will definitely be. I've learned you can't just go hardcore like that. You've like you said, a little grace and a little grease, as the case might be. We'll continue going over some of the stories that happened during the long holiday break in just a bit, wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Tuesday, January 2nd, when you're here, you're up north. Back to you.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Again, the George Harrison album, All Things Must Pass, went to number one on this day in 1971. And stayed on top of the album charts for about 7 weeks, I believe. Hey, you can check out Civic Media's newest show, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Plenty of entertainment, comedy, pop culture news every weeknight from 8 to 10 across the Civic Media radio network. That's at the later end of the day. But did you know there's actually something at the early end of the day, even before this fine program? It's the Midwest Farm Report. It's on at 5 a.m., not just about market numbers, but about food. You can catch the Midwest Farm Report on Lake Air and Amory, Buzz of the North and Hayward, Oshkosh Air Support, and News from the Center. And for that and much more, head over to civicmedia.us, and you can catch a map of stations around Wisconsin, find out where you can listen, find out what you can hear on air, online, or on demand through the app. Luke, there is still a Civic Media app, right? That hasn't changed at all.
That is correct. And it's been getting some improvements as well. So hopefully the user experience is even better than it was before on the Civic Media app. And you can do so much from the app. You can call and text, email shows right from where you're listening to them. So one click away from being able to engage with your favorite Civic Media shows as well. It's a ever-improving app. Our behind-the-scenes team working very hard to make that listener experience as best as it can be. If you haven't updated the Civic Media app in a while, all you got to do is when you're updating your other apps in the Google or Apple app stores, just make sure you're regularly refreshing them, because there's always going to be a new update coming your way from the folks here at Civic Media.
It's how one of our long-distance listeners, Kristen Lyerly.
Okay, Casey.
She's going to give us a long-distance dedication. Now, here's Kristen in Bemidji. Or kidding, wherever the heck you are. It's how people can monitor us from wherever they are. And by the way, maybe not everybody thinks of this. It's not just to put in your AirPods or your headphones. You can plug your phone into your Bluetooth on your radio, and you know it becomes part of your car radio at that point as you're driving along. Because I don't think, tell me if I'm wrong, I don't think many people have that data capacity problem anymore, where it's like they have to monitor their data use, because, you know, it used to be like long distance charges were like 10 cents a minute or whatever. And it kind of felt that way. Like, oh, the next gigabyte of data is going to be such and such. I hope nobody has to do that anymore. I don't want to think about that. If I'm getting a cell plan, I'm getting a cell plan. Let me browse the internet, right?
Oh, I'm sure Dr. Lyerly can attest to this, but I was one of four siblings, and we were all like preteens all at the same time, and we had a family plan that you could only go over a certain amount of the data cap each month, and there would be arguing about like sending in the text message to AT&T to see how much your phone line specifically had used up of your share to that point, and it just...
The first year that my first daughter had text messaging on her phone, and it was like you were allowed like 40 text messages, and it comes back with like 400, and we're like, what are you doing? And they don't know. There's not like a little taxi cab meter on there that stops you. So yeah, I don't miss those days.
at all.
Yeah, not fun.
Yeah.
A lot of arguing with siblings about who used more than their fair share and all that stuff. And then my dad never used any of the data. He would just use the phone for the phone. So then you kind of use, you'd be like, I got a little bit of a grace period because I know that Scotty hasn't used all of his data for the month. So I was like, I'm just kind of edging around the guidelines of how much I'm supposed to use the family plan. And yeah, there was a lot of that for a little while there. But now, you know, most plans are, I think, unlimited. So it's a nice thing of the past. We can leave that in years bygone.
So use that Civic Media app liberally, as we would like to say. Kristen, you were again in hostile territory for that Packer-Viking game on Sunday night. But that would normally be the bad news. But you got some good news out of that. You made some new friends.
I marched right into the Viking bar, which is kind of a towny bar here in this small town, with my Packer shirt on. And it started out great. Like, you know, the Vikings fans were super excited. There were cowbells. Some guy showed up with a bass drum after that first field goal. Somebody ran around. They played the Immigrant song. Somebody ran around with a flag. Like, it was unlike Minnesota fans. And I feel like I'm a little bit of an expert in Minnesota fans. It was really exciting for them. But then, you know, things changed really quickly. Yes, and at that point, I felt like I could have been in danger. But they were very, very nice to me. I did find some some Packer fans who were not necessarily dressed like Packer fans. But every time there was a score, we would kind of find each other and fist bump secretly. And then, interestingly, at the end, in the classic small town way, I posted a picture of me and the two other Packer fans on Facebook, and one of my friends from the cities happened to know one of those people because we were all in marching band together. Small world, right?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. But that sounds so like Vikings fans, the bandwagoners that they are. You know, that's all, we're going to the Super Bowl. And then before long, they're like, oh, we're the unluckiest team ever. And the things I don't regret, you know, moving to Wisconsin.
But the Packer-Viking rivalry is so long-standing and so beautiful because the Packers have been around forever, but the Vikings, they're just, you know, they're young. They've only been around for a little while.
1961, right.
So in this bar, the people who owned the bar, it's been four generations of the same ownership, and the grandmother is a Packer fan, but her daughter is a Vikings fan. So there are two Packer pennants on the ceiling that will be there until the Vikings win the Super Bowl, which they admit means forever.
It does mean forever, doesn't it? Yes. As we're looking at some of the stories that came out over the holiday break here, and we've already covered the state Supreme Court striking down the gerrymandered maps, and you know whether Trump can be banned from the ballot under the 14th Amendment. So let's go to this awkward one, and that would be the chancellor at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse getting fired for, shall we say, home movies that were made and put up on the interwebs, although they weren't really home
movies. They were not home movies.
No.
They were not home movies.
He and his wife were very much comfortable with making adult-themed entertainment and talking about it, but not bringing it into their job sphere. And that's the thing that I think is most interesting from this, is a lot of people want to and have had fun dunking on the chancellor. The fact of the matter is that what he and his wife were doing was part of their private life. They were not proselytizing. In other words, I'm getting to all the people who want to dump on them, but then are defending people who themselves are doing terrible things out there. You know, this is what we've talked about with, say, drag queens. It's not that your kids need to be protected from drag queens. Your kids need to be protected from the people who are protesting drag queens. You know, because there's just far too many people in church circles and in political circles who are doing terrible things, and they're trying to be the morality police when they need to step down or, you know, just step aside. This chancellor did not make it any easier to defend, you know, the UW against the usual charges of elitism and ivory towers and being disconnected from the community. But I'm just here offering a little bit of a reminder that some of the people who are the harshest critics are also defending people whose actions are indefensible. And it's more complicated than just simply saying, oh, he made bad movies, he must go. There's more to it than that. And that's the awkwardness of having a public job and a private life. Mm-hmm. As we've learned, you know.
Do you know they were bad movies? I mean, maybe they were high quality movies. In that realm.
I did tease a couple of friends with the Board of Regents about how much homework or research they had to do going into this project, but that's conversation.
It seems like it was a pretty cut and dried decision the way that they handled it.
It seems so. We will talk about Up North News turning 4 years old this week, coming up in a bit. You're Up North.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. A Japan Airlines plane collided with a Coast Guard plane on the runway of Tokyo's Haneda Airport. BBC correspondent Sue and Jana Tawari.
The Coast Guard has confirmed that there was a collision with one of its planes, a smaller plane.
While we hear all passengers were able to evacuate the Japan Airlines plane, we are now hearing from Tokyo TV reporting five from the Coast Guard plane are dead. The captain of that plane was able to get out. A powerful earthquake struck Japan yesterday. Correspondent Ben Tracy's following.
Japanese officials say there are currently no signs of any problems at the nation's nuclear power plants, including the Shika nuclear plant, which is closest to the quake's epicenter.
The Israeli military confirms it's pulling thousands of troops from the Gaza Strip.
Confirmation of the drawdown came the same day that Israel's Supreme Court decided not to move forward with a key part of Netanyahu's controversial plan to curb the powers of the country's judicial system.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot should be determined Tuesday. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee meets to decide which names will be on Wisconsin's April ballot. Last week, the Wisconsin Elections Commission threw out a complaint to keep Donald Trump's name off the ballot. Policymakers will propose new legislative maps for Wisconsin in January. The state Supreme Court has ruled the current maps unconstitutional. Bob Moline is a volunteer with a grassroots organization called Grow Action.
This is the best chance we have for truly fair maps, and it's the right process.
Court-appointed consultants will consider the maps, and new boundaries are to be established by spring. Republicans who drew the current maps object to the idea that the boundaries are unfairly biased. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and won.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we'll catch a few glimpses of sunshine early on. Our high right around 33 this afternoon, the wind west at 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy. We'll drop down to 23 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30. On Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what?
So.
In regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County Municipal Accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
One day it's bone-chilling cold, the next the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett
septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
All right, son, time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Getting set to talk about Up North News, you know, first coming online this week 4 years ago, and I looked up what was the number one song 4 years ago this week, and there it is. It's Post Malone. So there you have the connective tissue from here to there. Yeah, sounds interesting.
This song is 4 years old already. Oh my gosh, this last 4 years has gone insane.
See
how this happens, Luke? It's a slippery slope, my friend.
It is.
I turned 30 this year, guys. Like I'm scared. Don't even like I leave my 20s behind this 30. Year. Yeah, that's my.
I just talked about turning 60 this year, and you're like rubbing
and
salt
so
in the
brave.
Wound over
and
here.
You are so brave, Pat.
Oh, you are so I'm brave terrified. For turning 30.
I'm terrified. Oh my goodness.
There's time for you both. There's time for you both. Just choose that resolution right now, and just get it really implemented. And there, I have hope for you both.
One of my resolutions is to do a little more horn tuning about Up North News. And so we're going to do that right here right now. Thank you. You're like the king of transitions over here. That's me. So yeah, Up North News is marking our fourth anniversary this week of delivering unabashedly Wisconsin stories and headlines. It was the first work day of January 2020 that we sent out our first daily newsletter to just a handful of people. Now we reach more than 100,000 subscribers. Our website, which now holds some 3,000 stories, was a blank canvas back then. There were just a couple of stories we front-loaded the website with to predict how 2020 would unfold. And then days later, COVID hit. So we see how that worked out. But through all the challenges, we've created social media posts and videos and graphics, and then a daily radio show heard on more than half a dozen stations around Wisconsin, one you can also download as a podcast. But it all started 4 years ago with a simple mission: provide a more modern day digital newsroom, stressing the importance of how Wisconsin leaders help and hurt the lives of Wisconsinites, with a goal to increase civic engagement, you know, things like voting and other forms of participation. So our hope was that as you see people across the state, in our state capital and elsewhere, doing things for others, we hope to inspire more people to get involved in things and appreciate the folks who show leadership, and frankly, to spread the word about people who are holding Wisconsin back. Our journalism has always been fact-based and rooted in values that have been shared since day one. And that's an important distinction to make. You will always know where we're coming from. We are coming from a place of facts and values written by Wisconsin journalists and a national team of professionals with Courier Newsroom, our parent company. Unlike some outlets that never share the values that shape their work, is their audience missing something, or are they getting slanted coverage because of the personal politics of an editor or the whims of a publisher or pressure from certain advertisers? From us, you are always going to get upfront candor about what we think makes Wisconsin so great and what would make Wisconsin better. In our newsletter, we emphasize the uplifting stories and people that show Wisconsin at its very best. On our radio show, we have an emphasis on the topics that drive Wisconsin headlines, the importance of how our political leaders have a direct impact on your life, And on social media, we offer a blend of features and the latest news updates, plus links to all kinds of content all over the internet about life in Wisconsin. And I do mean all over Wisconsin, because Up North News is a Wisconsin news outlet. Don't let the name fool you. All of Wisconsin is America's Up North. What happens here in this swingiest of swing states impacts an entire nation. And so while we have fun debating whether Up North begins at Highway 10 or 8 or 29 or wherever, the point is that all of America is looking up north for news about what direction Wisconsin is heading. We do that from our home base here in Chippewa Falls. We have reporters, freelance writers, and contributors in Madison, Milwaukee, all over the state. We have been unabashedly Wisconsin for these past 4 years, with many more to come. And so we just wanted to take note of that fourth anniversary this week and to thank you for coming along, either as a listener to the radio show, a subscriber to the podcast, a reader of the daily newsletter, or following us on social media and on the website. And we are so thrilled, as I say repeatedly, that not long after Courier Newsroom created Up North News, that Civic Media came along and created a radio network with much of the same type of mission. Not exactly, not word for word, but definitely the increase in civic engagement is a big part of it, getting people to do things they hadn't done before to be involved. And part of the reason we have Kristen Lyerly on so much is she's kind of a poster child for that, in terms of somebody who could just be doing their doctor, you know, being a simple country doctor, as we like to say, and said, no, want to step up, want to be a bit more engaged. And so if it weren't for all of that, you wouldn't have the Lukes and the Kristens out there. And we're very blessed for that.
I remember the first time I heard about Up North News, it was former State Senator Dave Hansen who said, Kristen, look at what's happening in the world right now. This is a newsletter that is about Wisconsin, that is objective, that is about pulling us together. You really have to subscribe. And right away, it was clear that, you know, this was something that we desperately needed. And to your point about civic media, exactly the same thing. We've got to get away from this polarization and start pulling it together and finding that common ground that creates our community. So hats off to you and the Up North News team, and just so much gratitude to you, Luke, and the whole Civic Media Network for creating this space that, I mean, listeners, you guys can call in with your opinions, share your thoughts, and it's okay if they're different than what we're talking about, because that's what it's all about. It's all about that discourse and respecting each other's opinions. We come from different places. We think about things differently, but we all eventually want the same thing, which is to live happy, satisfying lives.
That's really what this kind of rooted in was, why do we do this? Because we love this state. We do. Mm-hmm. For all of the division and politicization of things, we want to be here. We want to live and we want to work here. We want to raise a family here. But to do that means that we're going to have to spend more time, you know, talking to each other rather than talking at each other. I mean, Luke, you're kind of a master of that in terms of bringing people together and saying, look, here's the topic today. And you've taken exponentially more phone calls than I have in terms of people who did not necessarily agree with you, but wanted to share their two cents and make it a respectful conversation.
Yeah. And I've been blessed to be a part of this grand experiment that we've been doing here at Civic Media for the last just over a year and a half now. Again, that feels weird. 4 years ago, I remember subscribing to Up North News for the first time, like, very excited, as Kristen said, to be able to have an outlet that was focused on Wisconsin by Wisconsinites for Wisconsinites. And so the fact that there has been as many changes as there have been over the last several years, decades, for how we consume information, I think the most important thing that we can be doing is trying to have these local outlets that are individuals that we agree with in our community. And we don't have to agree with them every time, but we know that they are sharing their perspective from where they're sharing it, and they're being honest and genuine and just really clear about why it's important to talk about the information. And for Up North News, for Civic Media to be kicking off 2024. It's really fun, Pat. The last couple shows now, I feel honored. I got to be a part of the 250, the 250th episode of Up North News, and now I'm kicking off the first live show of 2024, and your 4 year happy birthday edition of Up North News too.
There you are, 250 and 251. It's just amazing. And you were there for show number one
and as well. Yeah, so it's been a lot. It's been a lot of fun. It's a wild ride, and again, why I don't think I'm going to pick anything about slowing down for 2024 as my New Year's resolution, because I don't want to set myself up for failure. But it'll be something in that vein where I am going to be trying to, I guess, just be more in the moment, because I think that was really what my thing of throughout 2023 is, it just felt like it was flying by. And yes, I got to unplug as well. I took a very long extended absence during 2023 as
nothing.
Well.
I said nothing.
It was your honeymoon.
I know. So I tease Pat as much as I can, but I also got to enjoy an extended time away, and like, maybe that's why I'm not super, super focused right now on a 2024 resolution, because I did have a very centering moment, like time off there to be able to spend time with my wife and gather our thoughts and figure out what we wanted to be doing over these last couple months and going forward. And it's just a very exciting time right now. It's wild to think that it's 2024, and I think Wisconsin as a whole is in a better place because of outlets like Up North News and Civic Media.
Yes.
I agree. And
but this tooting our own horn segment is really fun. Well, like, I'm enjoying this.
Let's let other people do it. Here's our friend Renee Pappleham. Just put a comment up on Facebook saying, congrats, Pat and Up North News. Your show is a game changer for Wisconsin and 2024. Thank you, Renee. We appreciate that very
much. Thanks, Renee. Yeah, you're a game changer, friend.
I was going to say, Renee has the potential to be a real game changer in 2024 as well. And that's one of the other really cool things about what we're doing both at Civic Media Radio and Up North News through our newsletter and our news articles, is talking to these people. And when I say the future, Kristen Lyerleys, I'm not trying to butter you up here. I'm just saying people who, again, and I've watched this for years, people that say, I'm going to make that decision to get more involved. And Renee is a classic example of that.
Yeah, Renee was activated by the Dobbs decision. She had never done really anything in the political arena or community organizing, but she recognized that this was her time. She felt like she needed to be part of the solution. And boy, she threw herself in all the way. So you will definitely be seeing more of Renee Pappleham in the future and many other folks. And Pat, I think that's a great segue to talk just a little bit about how we're going to switch things up on Thursday.
Yes, your Thursday morning visits are going to take a slightly new direction, but they still involve talking to all kinds of amazing people doing cool things around Wisconsin.
For sure, because that's what we're all about. But we're going to switch from, so we've done Hometown Health for the last year, which is great, highlighting some of the things across Wisconsin that affect our health in ways that you might not recognize, because it's not like a direct impact. We're going to still use a lot of that stuff throughout our regular programming, but on Thursday mornings, we're going to focus in 2024 in Wisconsin on some of the incredible candidates, people who are running for Assembly and Senate and other seats across the state, especially women. Women face additional challenges. They don't get the funding that men typically do. They have other barriers, and it's harder for women to step up traditionally because, you know, we haven't necessarily been that model of leadership, although recently we've seen more and more women running for office. So I believe that 2024 is women in Wisconsin, and that's really what we're going to focus on Thursday mornings.
Well, and I think, again, it's about leading by example, because not only you, but, and I hope I don't forget too many names here, but Sarah Godlewski and Jody Emerson and Christina Shelton and Francesca Hong and Katrina Shanklin and
Lee Snodgrass.
Lee Snodgrass.
Kelda Royce.
Kelda.
Sarah Rodriguez.
Lieutenant Governor as well. And I hope that they don't, I hope they take this phrase with honor. There is a lot of badassery that is leading by example here. And I think that's going to motivate more people that we're going to be talking to in the coming year who may not have made the decision to fully jump in yet, but just do a little bit more in their community. And we want to highlight their leadership efforts as well. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
There's a place for everybody.
There really is to take this into 2024. Chad Holmes will join us from Bull Falls Radio and talk about what's on his show coming up next up in Wausau or through the Civic Media app. That's coming up in just a bit. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin, when you're here, you're up north. Back in a bit. Post Malone.
I really think it should go.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Badger fans, be there when Wisconsin football returns to Camp Randall Stadium in the fall. Secure your season tickets today and be in the crowd when the Badgers take on Alabama, Oregon, and more big opponents at Camp Randall Stadium in 2024. For more information and to purchase Wisconsin football 2024 season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
You will be hearing this tune again in just a matter of minutes, ushering in Chad Holmes on Bull Falls Radio in Wausau or through the Civic Media app, or maybe you'll hear him later by podcast. Chad's back from the holiday break, although did you take any kind of a break at all, or did you work like double duty over the holidays? Because that's what workaholics do. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year to you too. Last week, I did not do the morning show. I did some, best ofs. Mm-hmm. I still was traveling to Green Bay Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then to Amherst on Thursday night. So I had triple headers on Thursday, and I thought, my voice will be gone completely this time of year. So I thought, well, if Pat could take 2 weeks off, I can.
Oh, my God. Here it is again.
Oh, yes, I love that. That was an excellent swipe, Chad.
Beautiful.
If I'd have known it was coming, I would have had like no regrets put as a tattoo right around my neck, just like in the commercials and in the movie. Chad, we went through some of the headlines that took place over what was supposed to be a slow holiday break, from the gerrymandered maps to Trump and the 14th Amendment and everything else. And I'm just going to say that one topic we didn't cover, and we don't even have to do much with it. I think your reaction is going to be as quickly as mine. Nikki Haley being unable to say that the cause of the Civil War was slavery. Now, I put lots of bullet points under all my various topics, things I might want to bring up. Do you know what's under that? On mine, I have one bullet point. All it says is this. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Really? You couldn't say slavery was the cause of the Civil War. That it's very telling about where we are in this political environment that some folks can't be as honest as they otherwise. I mean, she's not, like Chris Christie says about her, she's not dumb, but this is the political world we live in now that some people are afraid to say things like slavery caused the war. The maps are gerrymandered, things like that.
The obvious.
Did you notice how she then said, what do you think the cause of the Civil War was?
I know. I got that asked all the time. I was like, well, what did you put for an answer on number 14? I'm not telling you. So sorry, Chad, go ahead.
No, the thing about it as well is, she got called on it, and the double down that we see these days is something that is concerning too, where instead of saying, oh, well, after thinking about it, obviously slavery was the cause of the Civil War and I was wrong and we move on. And nowadays you don't see that even cause any ripples anymore. It felt like that would be the kind of gaffe that would dominate the news cycle for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days, and oh no, it's just the way it is these days that Nikki Haley has to say something like that in order to win the Republican nomination, and it's like, oh, we move on to the next outrage that comes down the line. It's the double down aspect that we see these days is really just one of those concerning things where common sense gets put by the wayside way too often.
Yeah, what we don't hear often enough, because it's now seen as a sign of weakness rather than maturity, is the, you know what, upon further reflection, I was wrong. You know, I screwed up. And it's refreshing the few times that it does happen. And honestly, mentioning Chris Christie, somebody, I think it was in this past week, tried to throw at him, well, you were the one that was against gay marriage. And his answer was, yeah, and I was wrong. And I've grown since then. And I thought, why do we not hear more of that? But now we start a new year. And in terms of Wausau and news in that area up there, would I be correct in saying that perhaps the big story for the next, three plus months here will be the upcoming mayoral election?
It will certainly be noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
it's going to be very interesting. That's the thing about local races that sometimes is so different than the national races or even the statewide races is that so often the reporting on our race, whether it's the presidential primaries or the general election, or whether it's the Senate race that will eventually start to heat up here in Wisconsin, is these local races. You can't lean on the crutch of, well, the polls say. That's one of the interesting aspects I like about local races is hopefully the discussion over the next few months will be strictly on the job that the mayor has done, the vision that the mayor has, the vision that Alderperson Denny has. We won't be leaning on polls because I don't know whether or not Mayor Rosenberg has 70% or whether she has 30% of our poll right now. I find that to be one of the most intriguing aspects of what's going to happen here the next few months, because it's going to be about these people and their thoughts on the issues and their visions for the future of this community.
Which, by the way, can be very easily shaped or, dare I say, manipulated through political ads. And there's no greater example of media communication having that impact than on what I and others call the vibe session. There are people who their vibe is that the economy is terrible and we're heading into 2024 in the doldrums, when all of the data says exactly the opposite, that the American economy has come roaring back out of the pandemic so much healthier than every other developed nation in the world. There's still a ways to go, but when you have so many people trashing the economy for political purposes, you see how that really just gets to be the playbook for a certain political class, shall we say, Chad.
And it's also, again, about realism. You can go back to what Haley said. Now, you can, again, do you believe your eyes or do you believe all the voices out there? And unfortunately, too many people follow all those voices out there way, way too often as well. And one of the things about it is there's actual evidence now. If you take the economy, we remember a couple of years ago when the president and allies said, hey, you passed this infrastructure bill. It may not be right today, but when that work and that money gets into the economy, it's going to lift the economy. What happened? After a while, all that money came in, the economy lifted. There are facts out there, as long as we talk about them and people want to hear about them, and we try to pat down maybe the folks that are not, I would call, honest actors.
Yeah, exactly. So for more of this from Chad Holmes and everything else to start 2024 in the area, tune into Chad's show weekdays 8 to 10 on Bull Falls Radio in the Wausau area or the Civic Media app as well. Chad, again, Happy New Year. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too, Pat.
And Kristen, thank you for hanging around for so long and helping get the new year launched right.
You know, I always love hanging out with you in the morning, Pat. And well, Luke
and Luke.
Chad.
I know.
What a way to start the new year.
I tell you, if I could just get you all to set that 4 a.m. alarm a little more often, we'd have quite the party going on here. No, I'm not going to push my luck. I know better than that.
You're stuck with Greg tomorrow.
And he's going to like it, and we're going to love having him back. State Superintendent Jill Underly is our guest tomorrow morning at 7:30, so be sure to join us then as well. Have a great day. We'll see you on Wednesday.
when a crop is insured through standard insurance options, it may not always be enough. A supplemental coverage option or enhanced coverage option can provide extra protection. SEO and ECO are area-based policies that could ensure yields as high as 95%. To find out if an SEO or ECO policy is right for you, contact the insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Egg Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lin. Our top stories are out of Japan, where five who were on board a Coast Guard plane died in a crash with another aircraft. Details from CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Tokyo.
A Japan Airlines A350 Airbus burst into flames as it came into land at Tokyo's Haneda Airport, which